This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Linda Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth 7/14/1948. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Allen with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 3rd of 2022. She's been able to lose 14 pounds over the last 6 months. She did have severe shortness of breath walking in a parking lot several weeks ago, and she required emergency admission to Midland Hospital with a heart rate of 34, and she had a permanent pacemaker placed. She's feeling remarkably better after the pacemaker has been placed, and she has a follow-up visit this week with the cardiologist there. She's feeling much better. No palpitations, no shortness of breath, no syncopal episodes or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Her hydrochlorothiazide and Lasix were discontinued, and she's been switched to torsamide, 20 milligram daily, and that does seem to be helping in preventing edema. I also want to highlight Rocaltrol, 0.25 micrograms, 3 times a week, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 182 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 118 over 70, pulse 77 and regular. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 11th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.2, estimated GFR is 48, albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.6, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage number one is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, symptomatic bradycardia requiring a permanent pacemaker 2 weeks ago, currently stable. Three, hypertension well controlled. Four, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.